one week, come get me, because I will not have sense enough to get there by myself, because I'll be so in my head. They doing it wrong. It took me probably 2 years to get a order right when I ordered it at like a McDonald's or something, because I talked funny to them out there in Idaho. They didn't understand it. So my whatever was in the bag was always a surprise, because I never knew what they were heard. And so I got in my head about that. But those women promised me that they had never met me, but they were active members of Alcoholics Anonymous, and they promised me that they would do that for me, and I believed them. I called the central office to find out where I took snow driving lessons, because I hear in Idaho it snows every year, you know, and it does. And the manager of central office, he said, "Lady, most of us just get in the car." So Idaho was like fairy tale. God threw us in there, slammed that book, and said, "Kids, have a good time." And we did. We learned how to snow ski. We learned how to snow drive. We learned about the beauty of this part of the country, because we lived in Idaho. And I was scared about moving, because, you know, they do it wrong there. Just let me tell you, they don't even close with the Lord's Prayer in Idaho. They open with a moment of silence and close with a serenity prayer. I knew they were going to hell for sure. I'm from the Bible Belt, right? I mean, you always close with the Lord's Prayer. But not there. And I found out it's because there's the, I'm going to say it like this, don't take offense if I don't use the right word, Indians there, you know, and they believe in different spirit, right? They're not Christians. So, and that's, again, that's our traditions at work. God of your understanding, that's the steps. God of your understanding. So the group conscious rules. And we moved to Idaho and had such a good time. And, you know, AA was there. I did like my sponsor told me to do. I sat in my same chair every week. I got by the door. I greeted everybody that come in, even though they didn't understand what I was saying. And we didn't understand what they were saying. I had never heard about pucker brush, but now I do. That's when you go off the road and your butt puckers because you're trying to get it back on the road. Never heard that before. Learned that in an AA meeting. I got a little job, and I went to work, and I was talking about an event that happened in some little town, and all my coworkers are going, "How do you find out about all this?" I said, "At my church." Y'all are my church. Y'all are my church. Y'all are how I found God. And that, you know, I'm just so grateful for that. So we lived in Idaho, and then Wendell got transferred to Albuquerque, New Mexico. So we moved from God's country to a dry hole. I just had a hell of a time in New Mexico. But before we moved from Idaho, my mother got to where she couldn't stay by herself, and, you know, the house was too much for her and all that kind of stuff. And I said, "Mama, come out and live with us." She said, "Oh, no." Now, my mama kicked me out of the house when I was... I always have to stop and think, because I've done some yaki-daki with my birth certificate, make me different age so I could get my driver's license. So I'm trying to get honest about all that. So I have to stop and think, how old was I really when she kicked me out? And I think it was a 13. And because I was a little hellion at the house and she couldn't handle it. And I've been living on my own, not really. I've been smooching off others for years. And that's the truth. Until I got sober. So that's the girl that Mama knew. Now, in some of my amends to my mother, I called her every week. Other amends to my mother is I sent her a check the first of the month, every month, with a little note. Because I know I owed her money. I didn't know how much. And I didn't ask her how much. I just sent those checks. And that structure, that consistency, that she could depend on that little check. You know, I mean, those actions showed her that I was different. You know, and I said, "Well, come out here and stay like a week or two, and if you don't like it, we'll get you back home." She said, "Okay." So she come out to Idaho, packed for a week, and she died there. I got to show her what a sober daughter looked like, acted like, because y'all had talked.